Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a special presentation of the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line.
Welcome to Behind the Bench with Blues broadcaster John Kelly on your voice of the St. Louis Blues, KMOX.
Stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
Schwartz, another shot on, the puck is in, they've scored! Bozak bounced it off an Anaheim player in front.
Now O'Reilly with a drive on,
rebound, he scores! The Blues answer as Tarasenko battles hard and drives to the net for the tip-in.
Blues come in, Dunn. Stick handle, shoots, he scores! Vince Dunn! Bennington out of the net, backhands it far corner. Whoop, turned over, Lightning in the slot, shoot it on, and a rebound just wide. Blues got a break, Bennington got a piece of
Thomas
it.
Strips it,
Blues shoot it on, rebounds are loose, they score! McKenzie. Tarasenko to the goal, shooting, he scores!
Bring out the Zamboni!
Blues win the draw, Schwartz out high, he scores!
Jaden Schwartz!
Slow, knuckled wide of the net, getting to the post, Bennington. He got a piece of
three
the puck.
3-on-2,
the Blues try to get the zone with speed. Sundqvist looking down low, they score! Sanford! Bring out the Zamboni in Minnesota. The St. Louis Blues have shut out the Wild 4-0. They've shut out their opposition for three straight games, and in doing so have won 10 consecutive games. Marner brings it in, wrap around and denied by Ryan O'Reilly, and the Blues on a 3-on-2 the other way. It's O'Reilly with Tarasenko. O'Reilly shoots, he scores! Bring out the Zamboni! It's a franchise record! 11 consecutive wins! Ryan O'Reilly wins the game in overtime for the Blues!
Well, hi again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Behind the Bench with the head coach, Craig Berube. I'm John Kelly. Tonight's show is sponsored by Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, your factory direct source for hardwood flooring since 1997, with showrooms in Manchester, Crestwood, and St. Peter's, or visit boardwalkhardwood.com. The Blues, of course, getting set to hit the road again tomorrow night in Dallas against the Dallas Stars. Meanwhile, this club has now won 11 in a row, which is a club record after last night's 3-2 overtime victory against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Coach, congratulations, something that has never been done in the Blues history. You did it last night.
Yeah, thank you very much. Guys are, you know, playing really well, obviously, and got a lot of confidence right now, and, you know, just working hard and competing and really doing a good job of just playing team hockey overall. I think that's the biggest thing.
How does it feel for you personally, knowing the history of the coaches in this franchise, going back to Scotty Bowman, Al Arbor, Jacques Demers, a former Cup winner, of course, Joel Quenneville and Ken Hitchcock, and none of those guys did that?
Well, I don't know. It feels good. I'm just happy for the team, to be honest with you. Like, you know, where they came from, you know, we were down in the bottom there and having a tough time. But, guy, they battled their way out of it. And, you know, now they're going well and rolling, and we got to keep it going.
Coach, I'm going to throw a couple of numbers at you and get your thoughts on them. You have not trailed in a game in close to 500 minutes since you trailed in the third period in Florida a couple of weeks ago. You had a shutout streak last night that ended in the third period over 233 minutes, and you've had a 2-0 lead now in seven straight games. Of those numbers, what one, if not all, really impress you?
They're all good numbers. I mean, I think that we're playing, we're really coming out and playing good hockey in the first period. I think that our mindset is in the right place starting a game. We got a lot of jump right away. We're attacking right away. And fortunately, we're getting some leads that way. Even last night, I thought that we had a really good first period. We had a real good mindset. And we ended up, you know, scoring a couple goals. One of them was a power play goal. It was a good shot by Parenko. But our mindset is just to jump on teams early, and we've been doing that.
Here's Thomas bringing it in, hitting the trailer, and the shot goes on. The puck is loose. They score! Vince Dunn chased the play down the ice. He found the puck off the pad of Rene, and he tucks it in, giving the Blues a 1-0 lead. Short-handed, Johansson, far wing as he tried to pass it over, and then it's cleared away as they don't get a shot on goal. Petrangelo over the line. He fires, he scores! Petrangelo! A power play goal! They gave him the slot, he took it, he banged it in, and the Blues take a 1-0 lead on a power play goal. O'Reilly to the middle, Tarasenko, he scores! Vladimir Tarasenko! A power play goal on another great pass from Ryan O'Reilly. And the Blues take a 1-0 lead, 5:08 into the first period. Schwartz will go to get it. Muzzin there before the goal line. It's in front. Bozak to Schwartz. They score! 1-0 Blues.
Coach, another number that's very impressive. The rookie goaltender, Jordan Binnington, has now won 9 in a row, which is a Blues rookie record. Does he have as much confidence as the club in front of him as the club has in front of him?
Well, yeah, both. It goes both ways, and he's playing real solid. He looks real confident in that and aggressive, which is good, and our team plays aggressive and confident in front of him.
This one ends up cleared out. Philip Deneau is going to try to get onto it. It's going to give him a shorthanded break. He shoots it on, and the pad save made by Binnington. 2-on-1, Montreal the other way. They center, they shoot, and a lunging save, Binnington. And when the puck came up in the air, he pinched it between the legs. Huge save for Binnington. Now to Klingberg, over to Radulov. He has it, waits, shoots it, save is made. Rebound, what a save by Binnington. He denied Sagan. He kicked out the right leg. It hit him in the ankle. 10 seconds to go on the power play. Taves, far wing, Bailey in, goal line. They center, Binnington the save. Rebound loose, Binnington makes another save. The puck reached for by Bouwmeester. Tries to hold it in. Marner caught by Tarasenko. They got a 2-on-1. They center, and Binnington, he closes the wickets. There's no croquet today. And at 3:25 to go in the third period, he keeps the game tied at 2.
Coach, we know the Blues struggled early on, and as late as January 2nd, we're in last place. Have you ever been on a club as a player or a coach that has had this dramatic a turnaround?
There was a couple years in Philly, I think, that the one maybe where we went to the finals, we had quite a turnaround that year too, but just because we went to the finals, I didn't think we ended up ended up in 8th spot and then went to the finals, but you know, it was a turnaround, but a little different than this. This is something probably that I've never experienced before.
Coach, obviously there was a great buzz in the air last night at Enterprise. I think the fans certainly anticipated and hoped for a victory to set a club record. Have you noticed the increased enthusiasm walking around town in St. Louis?
Oh, definitely. People, you know, they're big fans here. And, you know, when your team's not doing well, it's hard to be excited. But, the team's doing well now, so the people are excited. They're good fans here. They're loyal fans. So they're excited, and they should be.
All right, Coach, let's talk about last week. The Blues, of course, won all 4 games since our last show, starting last Thursday in Arizona. A 4-0 victory. Tarasenko had a couple of goals. Edmondson, a goal and one assist. And Bortuzzo, a goal in the third period. I know after the long flight to Arizona, you were concerned about the first period. You wanted a good start. Your club led 2-0 after 1, so I guess mission accomplished.
Yeah, came out, and, you know, again, we're on our toes early on in games in the first periods. We're attacking right away, and our defense is really involved. And when our D is up and they're involved and they're aggressive, we're a good team, you know. So that's important.
Coach, you had, as we said, two goals from the D in that game in Arizona. And quite honestly, since this run began, you're getting almost a goal a night from your D. I know Mike Yeo wanted the defense involved, but since you took over, have you increased that enthusiasm to get up into the play even more?
We talk about it a lot. I mean, you know, they have to be involved. You know, the game, if you don't get your defense up in the rush and then involved in the offensive zone, you don't really get much out of it because, you know, you're just going to get smothered. So our D are doing a good job. They're joining the rush when they're supposed to, and they're doing a good job in the offensive zone, activating, shooting pucks from the point, and we're doing a good – the forwards are doing a good job in front of the goalies, screens and tips and things like that.
Coach, I mentioned Edmondson had a goal and one assist in that game. It wasn't long ago that he was a healthy scratch. What has he done to improve his play in the last few weeks?
I think he's just more aggressive. I think Eddie's a big guy that has to have aggressive mindset out there. He's got to be physical and hard to play against and just play a simple game. That's what we're looking for from him. He's got a good shot and he's got some offensive ability. He's just got to keep it in check a little bit, you know, and when he does that, he's a good player.
Craig Berube after Thursday's victory in Arizona.
Barbashev back in his zone end. 2 seconds to go, and that'll do it. Bring out the Zamboni in Arizona. The St. Louis Blues shut out the Arizona Coyotes, and Jordan Binnington keeps it going. A 20-save performance, his third shutout of the season. He's 11-1-1, and the St. Louis Blues have won 8 in a row as the road trip goes from the desert to the mountains for game 2 of the trip Saturday afternoon in Colorado.
The Blues continue on the road. Saturday, a matinee in Colorado. You win the game 3-0. Again, Tarasenko gets another goal. Sanford and Jaden Schwartz score in the shutout.
4 seconds remaining in the hockey game. The puck battle in the far corner. And that'll be the end of it. The game is over. You can bring out the Zamboni. Jake Allen, 32 saves, shuts out the Colorado Avalanche 3-0. And the St. Louis Blues have won 9 games in a row and will try to tie a franchise record tomorrow afternoon in Minnesota.
But this was a real chess match. It was a 0-0 game after 2. Did you like the way things were going through 2 periods, even though it was scoreless?
Yeah, for the most part, I thought we were playing a pretty good game. That's a good team in their rink. They're hard to play against. The big line, you know. But we did a good job. We kept them in check, and guys battled and worked, and we were fortunate enough to get a couple goals. There's a nice shot by Vladdy. He had some real good looks early on in the game, and that Varlamov was good. I thought he kept them in the game for the most part, but he finally got one by him.
You held Colorado in 2 games in Denver this year to only 2 goals, and of course they have that big line of Landeskog and McKinnon and Rantanen. Is it fair to say you really did a good job keeping those guys to the outside away from the net?
Yeah, we did, but you know, Jake come up with some big saves too, and you obviously need that because you can't just limit those guys. You're going to get chances, and but Jake was big in net for us. I thought he played a real good game.
Yeah, he got the shutout, of course, stopping all 32 shots. What has been your message to Jake with Binnington on this big run? Obviously, he has to stay sharp.
Yeah, and you know, I've said it all along, we're going to need both goalies, and we have. And, you know, he's done a great job of preparing and keeping prepared, practicing, working in practice. That's a big thing because if you're not getting in there during the games and not starting, you know, you got to keep sharp, and he's a good pro, and that's on him. He's done a good job.
All right, Coach, after Saturday's win, the Blues hop on a charter, head to the Twin Cities, and you beat the Wild 4-0 on Sunday. Tarasenko, O'Reilly, Dunn, and Shen with the goals.
4 seconds remain in the game. 1 second to go. You can bring out the Zamboni in Minnesota. The St. Louis Blues have shut out the Wild 4-0. They've shut out their opposition for 3 straight games, and in doing so have won 10 consecutive games, tying a franchise record that goes back to January of 2002. And Jordan Binnington has his 4th shutout of the season. Vladimir Tarasenko has points in 11 straight. And the St. Louis Blues are on a roll.
8 in a row on the road, including that victory in Minnesota on Sunday. I don't want to say you're better on the road than you are at home. The record says you are, but Is it fair to say you're very comfortable wherever you play this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, we've done a good job on the road of, you know, just keeping the other team on edge a little bit. I think we're a simple team on the road. We play direct north. We make teams have to go back for pucks in their own end, and and that's hard to do. And when we do that, I think that's why we have a better record on the road, is because we're more direct and more north of a hockey team.
Coach, it was the fourth game of the week Sunday in Minnesota. Going into the game, the Wild had not played the day before like your club had. Were you concerned at all about fatigue?
Yeah, I mean, it always comes into play a little bit, and I thought it did in that game later on. But, you know, I think, again, we got off to a good start in the game, and that's a credit to our guys. Back-to-back games can be tough, obviously, they're because you're flying and, you know, getting in there, and afternoon games, you know, two back-to-back afternoon games. But guys are doing a good job of, preparing and understanding the situation and playing with urgency right away in the game.
Coach, I know you had a couple of power play goals in the game, yet, not to be negative here, Coach, but you had 2 5-on-3s where you really could have put the game completely out of reach. Do you look back and wish you could have obviously scored there or done something differently?
Well, we had good looks. We didn't score. I mean, there's times where you're going to, you know, you get 5-on-3s and get good chances and they don't go in. You know, Pietrangelo broke his stick twice on 2 shots that were one-timers. Probably would have scored on one of them. We hit a couple posts. We had good plays. You're always going to look back and say, wow, we should have did this and this. But, you know, that happens. We got to, you know, you do have to score in these 5-on-3s when you get opportunities. And so we got to do a better job there.
All right, Coach, let's talk about last night's game before we take a break. The Blues entering play last night against the Maple Leafs, 10 straight victories, one shy of the club record. Before the game, did you address the players about the record? I'm sure they were aware of it.
Yeah, no, I don't say anything about it. We just talk about the Leafs and what we're going to do and how we got to play them.
Could you feel a sort of a certain buzz in the air before the game?
Well, the guys were jacked up before the game. Definitely had a lot of energy. I felt there was a lot of energy in the room, and I was pretty excited about the start of the game, and it ended up being a real good period.
Yeah, your club led 2-0 after 1, 2-0 after 2. Were you happy going into the third period with that 2-0 lead? Obviously, you want to be ahead, but the way you were playing?
Not great. I wasn't really overly happy with the second period. I thought that they had the better of the play. I thought we were too quick in the offensive zone, kind of a one-and-done period. And, you know, the Leafs, when that happens, they're going to come at you with a lot of speed, and they did.
And they tied the game in the third period. 2 goals within a minute by Zach Hyman and Austin Matthews. So it's 2-2. Did you like your response after that for the rest of the third?
Yeah, I liked our response right after the first goal, to be honest with you. I thought we went down and had a real good opportunity right away. But a couple lucky bounces on their part, I thought. But, you know, that's what happens. And then, but our team, I thought, did a good job after that. We settled down. We called that goalie interference. The guy kind of poked Bennington's blocker a little bit. But more than that, I just kind of wanted a timeout and settle things down.
So then you go to overtime against a very good skating, high-scoring club. What was the game plan going to overtime? Of course, O'Reilly ended things at 34 seconds.
Marner brings it in, wrap around, and denied by Ryan O'Reilly, and the Blues on a 3-on-2 the other way. It's O'Reilly with Tarasenko. O'Reilly shoots, he scores! Bring out the Zamboni! It's a franchise record! 11 consecutive wins!
It's a beer shower. Beers flying everywhere at the Enterprise Center. What an incredible goal. And what a way to make history here tonight. Ryan O'Reilly, a 2-on-1 with Vladimir Tarasenko. He doesn't look past. He wants to be the hero. And man, what a night.
Well, the game plan doesn't change in any overtime. You know, it's about puck possession and getting the puck and keeping it and making good decisions with it. So I thought that We did a great job on that wraparound play and covering it. And then, obviously, O'Reilly went down and does what he does.
Yeah, that was vintage O'Reilly. I mean, great play in the defensive end, scores the winner at the other end. A lot of talk lately about him for the Selke Trophy, given for best defensive forward. I'm sure that he'd get your vote, Coach.
Oh, definitely he would. He's goes against the top line on the other team every night, and you know, he's having a great year all around. You know, that's hard to do. I mean, he's great defensively, but he's producing offensively against top lines on the other team every night, top D pairs. So that's a credit to him.
All right, that's the head coach, Craig Ruby. I'm John Kelly. When we come back, we'll talk about tomorrow's game against Dallas and another busy weekend for the St. Louis Blues as they're home to Boston Saturday and then back in Minnesota on Sunday. We'll talk about the upcoming games and much more coming up next right here on Camo X.
Welcome back to Behind the Bench with John Kelly on your voice of the St. Louis Blues, KMO X.
And welcome back to Behind the Bench. John Kelly along with the head coach, Craig Berube. The Blues in Dallas tonight, getting set for tomorrow's game against the Dallas Stars. And I guess our weekly update on David Perron and Carl Gunnarsson. Any updates on those two, Coach?
Just they're still on the mend. You know, I think David Perron is feeling better, but he's still not ready to go. And Gunnarsson's still on the mend, too. He's day-to-day, you know, so I don't know.
All right, let's talk about the game tomorrow night. The Dallas Stars right now with 63 points, six behind the Blues. The Blues, of course, occupy third spot. So, Coach, you got to look at the standings, obviously, coming down the stretch. If you could win tomorrow night in regulation, you go up eight on Dallas and really put a nice gap between yourself and the Stars.
Yeah, no, it's a tight league for sure. It's tight in our division, so it's important. Every game's important, and we got to go in there, and it's going to be a tough game. Dallas, they're good at home, and again, they're desperate, fighting for a playoff spot, and we have to be desperate and have urgency too.
Coach, you're 1-1 against the Stars this year, losing at home 3-1, winning in Dallas 3-1 back on January 12th. In that game, you held the Stars to 22 shots on goal. What was the key to that, and was that one of your better defensive efforts of the year?
Yeah, it was. I thought we did a real good job defensively in that game. You know, we're going to have to do the same thing, especially against that big line. You're out there against them. You got to check them. We got to be tight, keep them, you know, play in the offensive zone and make them work down there. And when we don't have the puck, get it back.
And like a lot of clubs, Coach, their defense likes to jump in, specifically Klingberg and Haskin, and I'm sure that'll be on the board before the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're always aware of those two. They're always up in the play. They're good offensive defensemen that are real good skaters and good puck make players and stuff. So it's important that we're doing a good job on them. And, you know, you got to be physical on those guys. And the more you bump them in the offensive zone, it's harder for them to join.
Former Blue Jim Montgomery is in his first year as the coach. Of course, he coached collegiately at DU before moving on to Dallas. Has he changed a lot of the structure in the Stars this year?
There's some changes. You know, I don't, you know, not being there and everything, it's tough to tell exactly the philosophy and all that he has. But I think that he's got those guys playing pretty well, to be honest with you. I think they do a good job checking defensively. And, again, they got a high-powered line there that can hurt you.
Coach, after tomorrow's game in Dallas, the Blues come home against the Boston Bruins. You lost in Boston back in mid-January 5-2, yet you led in that game 2-1 in the second period. Obviously, you didn't like the final score, but what did you think about the game overall?
Yeah, the game was okay overall. You know, we led 2-1 and end up giving a partial breakaway. They tied it up, and then they ended up getting the winner. And then, you know, an empty net or, you know, but overall, we could play better. I didn't think that we pushed Boston enough. I didn't think that we played, you know, in the offensive zone enough in that game and got enough looks offensively. I thought that we let them come at us too much in that game.
Coach, you talked about the Dallas Stars' big line. The Boston Bruins have a big line as well if they play together. Not sure if they are of late. Pastrnak, Bergeron, Marchand. If they are together, is that as good a line as there is in hockey?
Pretty close. I mean, I think they've been one of the best lines in the league for the last couple of years, so it's a dangerous line. You know, Bergeron's great all-around player. Marchand, you know, great puck skills and competitiveness, and you got to score with Pastrnak and got a real good shot and skill. So they got a lot of good, you know, players there that, you know, do a lot of different things on a line, and it's hard to handle.
Coach, after Saturday's game, the Blues go back on the road for another game Sunday in Minnesota, your final game this year against the Wild. Again, another busy week. We mentioned last week you had four games. four games again this week. What's the challenge for a club that right now is obviously playing a lot of hockey?
Well, you got to rest. You got to rest guys and give them time off the ice. It's hard to practice because of the schedule, and so it's important just rest and manage minutes as best you can as a coach. Like you got to use everybody in your lineup, and I think we've done a pretty good job of that. Because if you don't, they're going to get tired.
Coach, after Sunday's game, the Blues come back home for a game Tuesday against Nashville.
18 seconds to go. The puck dumped in. Bouwmeester kicks it into the corner. 12 seconds remaining. It comes around to Josi. Into traffic. The shot. It's blocked. Diving. Sundqvist. Blues clear it. 4 seconds to go. Forsberg at center. Throws it to the goal. You can bring out the Zamboni. The St. Louis Blues beat the Predators. And they have won five consecutive games. And they pick up another two big points. It's a 3-2 final. Their 26th win of the year. Blues from the left to the right here in overtime. So they have the long change. They win the opening faceoff. O'Reilly has the puck. Tried to stick handle it in, and it comes off the boards. Tarasenko to the goal. Shooting, he scores! Bring out the Zamboni! And if you've got a hat, throw it at your radio. A hat trick for Tarasenko. He buries the game-winning goal. And the Blues have won six in a row with a 5-4 win in Nashville.
Right now, the Predators in second place with 75 points, six ahead of the Blues. But you guys have three games in hand. Obviously, you're thinking you have a chance to catch them, and how important would it be to catch them and perhaps get home ice in the first round?
Yeah, I think I don't look that far ahead, to be honest with you. I'm looking at Dallas right now. But, we're right there. And, you got to keep winning and do and control what you can control, and that's trying to get a win against Dallas tomorrow.
All right. Well, good luck in that regard. Hopefully it'll be a dozen in a row for the St. Louis Blues. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you a lot. Thanks a lot, JK.
All right. That's the head coach, Craig Berube. I'm John Kelly. That's another edition of Behind the Bench. Have a great night, everyone.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.